Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Our children face more health challenges than we as parents ever did, and it can be challenging as a parent to be sure that you're doing the right things for your family. The advice can be overwhelming. I believe that moms are an absolute force of nature and have the most ability to create change. And that's why I created the Wellness Mama podcast to give simple answers for healthier families and to cut through all the noise. With over 700 episodes, this show has tons of practical tips on topics like real food, stress, sleep, fitness, toxins, natural living, and so much more to give you actionable steps to improve your family's health. Simply search for Wellness Mama, spelled M-A-M-A, on your preferred podcast platform to join the hundreds of thousands of regular listeners.
I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. We'd like to say an extra special thanks to Helene, who wrote us the most moving message about how her sleep has improved dramatically since listening to Sleepwave. We are humbled by your story, Helene. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know via the reviews on Apple Podcasts. We read them every day, and your ratings and reviews help us reach even more people who need a little help with their sleep right now. What if you just stop resisting? A friend said this to me last week, and I couldn't stop thinking about it. I was discussing a concern I was having with her and was listing all my reasons for why things needed to happen a certain way around this particular concern, and they all seemed very logical and well thought out to me. She agreed with me, but then when she asked, "What if you just stop resisting?" I realized just how much energy I was actually spending in resistance. We went on to discuss how when we get too invested in things having to be one way, we block all the other ways things can come to us. There are often other solutions and possibilities that may be available to us. And when we release resistance, it opens up our minds to creativity and receptivity. I love this quote by Eckhart Tolle. "Surrender is the simple but profound wisdom of yielding to rather than opposing the flow of life. The only place where you can experience the flow of life is the now. So to surrender is to accept the present moment unconditionally and without reservation." So while sitting in meditation this week, I've been gently repeating the word surrender in my mind. Instead of being stressed about how X, Y, or Z will pan out, I've been trying to just let go of all my worries, that concern I was discussing with my friend, my expectations, all of it. When I think the word surrender in meditation, I almost instantly feel my shoulders and jaw relax more fully when I wasn't even aware they were tense, which makes me wonder how much other tension I'm holding unnecessarily. After consciously focusing on surrender all week, I've felt more energized and open-minded, which has been a welcome relief. Surrender is an especially helpful mantra for sleep, too. Surrendering into your bed, surrendering your worries, opening your mind and body up to all the peace that is available to you is both soothing and healing. Surrendering is easier said than done, of course. Our minds want to fix problems. And yet the beautiful and mysterious part of meditation is that by releasing thoughts of how or when or why, the answers can actually make their way to us. Tonight, we're going to practice getting quiet and still so our minds can arrive here in the present moment. Take a deep breath, get comfortable, and let's meditate together to Surrender to Sleep by Billy Gill. There is a current of wisdom that runs through the ages. The intelligence that allows life itself to happen is functioning right now and expressing itself through your body and mind. It is mysterious, and we don't really understand what it is. We do, however, understand that it persists through the generations. The genetic code is a pattern that represents this intelligence, this information, which knows how to produce conscious living beings with rich inner lives. The experience of awe one feels when they consider the depth of what their life is and how unfathomable it truly is puts us in the proper relationship to life, one of reverence and gratitude. From that perspective, life becomes an unfolding of energies that continue to their fullest potential. The ego takes a back seat. The current of life flows unobstructed as you embody the expression of this great mystery. At other times, when there is too much constriction and tension, the current of life becomes frustrated and stagnant, producing ill health and exhaustion. Letting go of this resistance to the flow of life energy can become a profound practice in itself that allows you to catch the wave of intelligence, this current of life that simply knows how, in the same way that a spider simply knows how to weave an intricate pattern in its web, or a bee simply knows how to pollinate a flower. This knowing how is the principle of the guru in yoga. The guru is the dispeller of darkness, and therefore the bringer of light. But the guru is not a single person. The guru principle manifests through the chain of insight that passes from teacher to student. Like one candle that is lit by another, the flame of wisdom has a source. To align yourself with that source of knowing how, which functions no less in you than in the spider or the bumblebee, this is what is meant by surrender. Submitting yourself to alignment with this principle of wisdom takes patience and discipline. When you practice this submission, you interpret every moment as a learning opportunity, and not only the kind of learning that occurs from gathering information. Surrender to wisdom itself can announce the transformation of your character. That's because the guru can appear in each and every experience you have. Aligning with the teaching that is presenting itself to you requires an openness that some people may possess naturally, but that others must cultivate. Being willing to put aside preconceived ideas and rigid structures, both physical and mental and emotional, is a necessary component of surrender. Many of us are living our lives according to other people's propositions. So many attitudes that we adopt as children persist into adulthood only because they haven't been challenged. Walt Whitman tells us to re-examine all you have been told in school or church or in any book and dismiss whatever insults your own soul. This is an example of the guru in action. Unexamined beliefs become stale and decay until they are revitalized with new vision or thrown off entirely. Tonight's sleep meditation is about the kind of surrender that has the potential to change your life and certainly has the potential to relax your body and mind as you release into the flow of life. It takes courage to dive into the current of life. You may be clinging tightly to beliefs about yourself, how you think life should go or should have gone. This clinging may actually be holding you back from realizing what you could become. Exhale through your nostrils and notice the out-breath lasting just a moment longer than normal. You might observe a comfortable pause at the bottom of your breath. Feel free to linger there until you feel the impulse to replace the breath with a comfortable inhalation. When you breathe in, you are simply making space for the air that surrounds you to fall inward. The opening of the chest and ribs create a vacuum. It may seem like you pull breath into your body when you breathe, but in reality, the respiratory muscles are only expanding the chest wall. It is the law of physics that higher pressure seeks an area of lower pressure, which causes air to move into your body. You don't pull air in, air falls in. The breath itself is life. Without breath, life cannot last for even 5 minutes. The poet understands that this is life giving of itself, and you are the beneficiary. All you need to do is open and receive, and life pours forth. Go on breathing normally and without any strain, though feel free to linger in the pauses at the top and the bottom of the breath in order to savor the essence of the inhale and the essence of the exhale. Go on watching each breath with a sense of pure observation. Allow yourself to be curious and slightly bemused by the breath. The process of life living itself through you and in you is worthy of awe and gratitude. The breath is the embodiment of that process. And when the mind becomes stunned with the unlikely and profound realization that this is what is happening now, there is a calm surrender and quiet that comes over you. The essence of humility. To realize that you are embedded within a process that transcends the day-to-day concerns you consider to be of great importance is humbling. In that humility, you place your ego below something in the hierarchy of reality. The sense of individual identity, the feeling that you are a particle in the cosmic scheme, is subordinate to the life principle of which you partake when you breathe. It's as though you are saying that there is something even more enduring and therefore more real than your own concept of self. This realization is alignment with the Guru principle. Why do the 100 rivers flow to the sea? It is because it naturally lies below them. Humility and surrender very often have the connotation of weakness, but this is simply the ego's pattern of avoidance. When humility and surrender are recognized for the powerful tool of transformation that they are, you see that there is nothing weak about surrender. It requires strength and courage to open yourself up to not being in control and trusting something outside your sphere of influence. It's brave to surrender. You are lying down comfortably on your back. If you feel the need to move your body at any time, you should feel free to do so. There's no need to be rigid. Give yourself the freedom to respond to whatever the body is asking of you. Breathing slowly, steadily, normally through the nose, you are opening to each new breath. Because you open and surrender and make space, the breath flows effortlessly into your lungs. When you open your mind and become quiet, serene, humble, the wisdom of existence gives itself to you. Just as the air is surrounding you and available to you at all times, the intelligence of being is always available to you. Surrendering your effort makes it easier to align with this intelligence. Then your actions fall from you like ripe fruit from a tree, and you need not fret and worry about what to do. Whatever is arising in the present moment becomes a manifestation of the Guru. Imagine the borders and the outlines of your body beginning to dissolve. You are becoming water. You are formless. Let go of the image you have of yourself and become water. You flow into the empty spaces. You benefit everything you touch. As you flow, you seek the path of least resistance and effortlessly avoid any obstacle. You become lighter than air and descend into the sky as vapor. You are floating upward toward the heavens. You condense and form a rain cloud. You become heavy, 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 heavy with rain. Your cloud lets go. And you fly through the air toward the earth below. The rain falls and splashes. Pools and puddles form. Rivers rise. Plants and trees and flowers and animals and people are nourished. Life flourishes everywhere. You are doing nothing, and yet nothing is left undone. You circulate and drain away and fill up the empty spaces, flowing into sleep. Sleep itself is like water. It flows into you. It's like pouring water into water. As you flow into sleep, you are flowing down, 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 down. The 100 rivers flow to the ocean because it naturally lies below them. You are flowing into the ocean of sleep, and you are merging with this vastness. There is no separation between you and the ocean. The Guru Principle is the light of wisdom that passes through the ages. We tend to honor the people we see as wise, but really, it is the wisdom itself that is what we admire. This wisdom is available to you even now. There is a part of you that knows the right action at any given moment, but it is deeper than the ego. It is deeper than what you think you know. In order to receive it, you must bow inwardly and reverently. Bowing is a receptive gesture. It is a sign of deep reverence. You are bowing to the wisdom that will only offer itself if you have opened yourself and become receptive. The empty space in a cup or a bowl is what makes them useful. Humility and surrender provide the same space within yourself. Empty your mind. What is there in that empty space? It is awareness itself. Continue to breathe smoothly and steadily. Notice the pauses. Feel free to linger at the top of the inhale or the bottom of the exhale, if it feels appropriate for you. The pauses between the breaths become very subtle. As you notice the pause at the bottom of your exhale, you may feel your own presence filling the room. When you notice the fullness at the top of the inhale, you distribute intelligence to every cell of your body. The cycle continues to surrender into this inner experience is to align yourself with something greater than your small sense of self and thus partake of that which is larger than yourself. This is what is meant by surrender. there's a flow and a grace to which you open, and instantly the center of your life opens up to awe and wonder. You are revitalized. Life takes on its proper scale, and you become more than you were. Surrender enlarges you. As you drift off into sleep, you surrender into your own inner depths, which are much more than you imagine them to be. Surrender into your own inner wisdom. Surrender to the part of you that knows how to be. Surrender into deep, restful, peaceful sleep. Sleep. Sleep.